Now, Jesus Christ said one thing. When the Spirit of Truth will come, He will guide you into all truth. The Spirit will guide you into all truth, and will show you things to come. Show you things to come. Praise God. I want us to understand that showing us the things to come, it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter your opinion. It doesn't matter your state. It doesn't matter, you know, where you are. When the Lord says things to come, it will come to pass.
Amen.
In your life.
Thank God for that.
It will come to pass in the life of every man.
Amen.
When the Lord says things to come, bear it in mind that it will come to pass for every man.
Amen.
Whether we like it or not. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, the only thing is that those of us who draw near to God have an opportunity to escape the tribulation in this world. We have an opportunity to actually enter into our rest and behold and experience the beauty of the Lord. Praise God. When God was about to go forth to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, He made a statement. The Lord with His two appeared as three angels, which could be you and I. He made a three statements. He said, should I hide anything from Abraham, seeing that I propose to make of him a great nation, seeing that he's one that greatly loves righteousness, that fears the name of the Lord? And the Lord decided, anything I propose to do, I will reveal it to my friends. And who are the friends of the Lord? Those who are drawn near to the Lord, praise God.
Amen.
In these times, draw near to the Lord, you are considered a friend. So what happens? God, the Bible says that God revealed to Abraham the plan, the game plan, what he was about to do. And that is prophetic, because the Lord, there's nothing the Lord will do that He does not reveal to His servants. Praise God.
Amen.
Revealing to His servants is not speaking about election results. Who will win the elections, whether it's Obama or Rodney. It's not talking about the economic future situation tomorrow. When God says He will reveal things to come, He's speaking about things to come eternally. Revealing the end of all things. Praise God. And you agree with me that it is a puzzling thing. It's something that troubles the heart of every man. When somebody passes away, the thing that bothers a man most is, what is this all about? Where are we heading to? Praise God. But now we are seeing everything clearly. Everything is being brought to light. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Turn quickly to the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 1. Revelation, chapter 4, verse 1. This is the book of prophecy, very similar to that of the book of Daniel. You marvel when you see how that the things that are in the book of Revelation were already revealed by Daniel many years earlier on. Because time will not permit, I will not be able to go touch Daniel today, but just let us see how far we can go. Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Meaning, I will show you things to
come.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want to reveal to you the end of all things. Praise God. Now, what in reality, what John was about to see was things to come for him. That same angel has to take you individually, every man here. That same angel has to take every man individually and tell him, say, come here, I want to show you things to come. Praise God. And the angel will simply speak what he hears the Father saying. Jesus Christ said, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, will speak only what he hears the Father says. So you can see the same thing. Jesus Christ says, I speak only what I hear my Father says. So you can see Holy Ghost, Jesus, angel, they are all terms that are interusable. They are all the same thing. Praise God. So this angel must take each of us, the Spirit must take every man, must have the same experience, take you and show you things to come. These are the things that matter most, eh? Because the days come when we're not going to know each other the way we thought we were. The days come when we're not going to, we discover that we are simply living in a shadow, in a temporal state that has no actual eternal value, amen? Mm-hmm. So he's showing us these things to comfort us. That's why the Bible says they call him the Spirit, the Comforter. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
The Comforter. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this world, he says you will have nothing but tribulation of limitedness. Amen?
Amen.
The torments, the fears, the limitedness. But when you have these things, you are assured, you rest. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. He says that by his appearing, he has destroyed death, the power of death, the power of the devil. He has already destroyed it. Amen? He's left for us now to receive these things and walk freely. Because he says that the children were equally in bondage to the fear of death. Every man is in bondage to the fear of death. Death is a concept, it's a belief that we have in our minds. You know that? It's a belief that we have in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. It's something that has to be cast out. It's a demonic belief, because we believe that we have some kind of life to preserve or to keep or something to carry, you know. But until we come to the place where we must lose our life, we can never understand what true life is. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So I will show you things to come and let's see what happens. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. Listen to it. A throne was what?
Set in heaven.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And one sat on that throne. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he that sat was to look like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, inside like an emerald. Amen. Mm-hmm. Those of you who are good in all this diamond stuff,
mm-hmm.
rubies and all that stuff. Amen. These are precious stones.
Amen.
Glittering glass. And he that now let's go down to verse
5.
Four. Four.
Yeah, four.
And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. White raiment is a symbology, a symbol of the righteousness of the saints. Amen?
Yeah.
And on their heads there were crowns of gold,
mm-hmm.
and out of the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are what? The seven spirits of God.
Mm-hmm.
The seven spirits of God is the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
And before the throne was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. Mm. And in the midst of the throne, around about the throne, we have four beasts full of eyes before and around. Praise God.
Amen.
And if first beast was like a lion, the second like a calf, the third beast had a face like a man, and the fourth beast like a flying what, eagle. And listen to me, and the fourth beast had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the... Now let's just pause here. Because when we lose track. Now, God is trying to show us a picture of the end of the faith.
Okay.
He's showing us a picture of the end of the faith. Because if you study this, the description of this man here, this one seated at the front, the Bible says that to him that overcomes will I give a garment.
Mm.
That he show his nakedness that shall not show. It also speaks about the crown of life. Amen. He also says that those to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
If you study this whole scenery here, God was actually showing us a complete picture of where every man will discover himself, whether he likes it or not. Praise God. This is what God came to show us. He has come to lift us up from the earth. Praise God. He says that where I am is where you will be. So when the Spirit comes, he will gather you. I will not leave you alone, but what I will come. And he's here right now by the Spirit,
amen,
gathering his people from the lower parts of the earth, showing them that passageway into heaven, which is that door, which is Christ. Christ says, I'm the door. He's showing us the passageway into heaven. And what happens right now is that we are beholding him that sits on the throne, which is actually our glory, our great reward.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is the language Paul uses. Paul says, there's one Lord. He said there's one body. That's the body that we see sitting on the throne.
Mm.
See, there's one Lord, there's one God, there's one Father, there's one Spirit. And Paul emphasizes that this is within us. Praise God. We are all being baptized into this reality right now as we are hearing the voice. Praise God. He's gathering his people back. He has made known to us his intention to gather everyone into this one that sits on the throne. Praise God. So that we, every man, can experience the fullness of life. Ruling and reigning on the throne is not about demonstration. You know, at times we think that probably a fully blown son of God means he has to walk on the seas. It means I have to go somewhere in the center of the town and turn loads of bread for all the poor people in Milan.
Religion.
Yeah, those are the imaginations we have.
Mm-hmm.
See, but I want to tell you that that is not the work of Jesus.
Show us the Father.
He came to show us the way back to the Father, back to the light, back to immortality, back into that perfection, that substance that is unchangeable. That's what he came for. Praise God. And you could see several times they asked Jesus questions about family, they asked him questions about inheritance, and you could see he always told them, look here, that's not what God sent me for. Amen. There were two brothers who were fighting over
inheritance.
I heard a pastor the other day, and he was saying that the Bible says your inheritance. I know that, and I told him that this thing is not what the Bible is talking about. Jesus Christ told who? What have I got to do with you, man? God didn't send me here for your earthly matters. Praise God. He's showing us today something that we can lay a hold on now. Praise God. Meaning that you don't have to die. Because if you lay a hold on that thing that the Lord is showing us today, nothing will change. Nothing is changeable again. You stay unmovable. The Bible says that once again I will shake the heavens and the earth, and anything that is shakable will be taken out of its place. This thing is constantly happening, man. It's a spontaneous thing that is constantly happening. But there's something that cannot be moved. Those who rediscover themselves in this place.
Amen.
See it. Unfading inheritance in glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You could see here that John the Apostle saw seven spirits of God before the throne. Now, why seven spirits of God? Why were they before the throne? It's just like when you enter a dark place. You don't see anything in that place until you put on the light. Eh? Mm-hmm. That's what the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the illuminating factor that opens our eyes.
Amen.
To see the reality of that one thing, that one creature that sits on the throne. Praise God. It really needs a bit of meditation. It needs a bit of, you know, concentration. You know, this is what we call prayers. Amen. Waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
See, to see this thing, you know when Job says that, you know, he knows one thing, that in his flesh, at the end of time, at the end of days, he will see the Lord in his flesh. This is the thing we're talking about, to see the Lord in his glory. Hallelujah. Praise Amen. God. And the Bible says that just one moment in that presence, it's better than what? 1,000 years.
Yes.
Anywhere else. Anywhere else. In the White House. In the world. Anywhere. There's nothing you can't compare. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost comes to illumine us and reveal this realm to us. Reveal this presence. This one spirit. This one body. Hallelujah. That's why it's there before the throne. Hallelujah. You can see the eyes around those beasts. Those beasts are nature, our inner human nature, actually, that become illumined.
Okay.
What is the Holy Ghost eyes? That is eyes all over you, that you become immersed in the consciousness,
in understanding
of the knowledge of God. Like the rivers, like the waters cover the sea,
mm-hmm.
that you begin to understand that there's every element
mm-hmm.
is the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. In that place, that means you just have to be in a state of worship. You don't need a state of worship. This is a realm you come to, it's a state of worship. Because we're just beholding God's glory in everything, as the water covers the sea. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
This is when the eyes are open, the eyes of your understanding, enlightened to behold His glory. Because besides the Lord, there's nothing. Look at what the beasts are saying. They say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." He said, "Who was? Who is?
Who is to come?"
They become aware of the fact that He is the only one.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord. Their inner eyes of understanding have been enlightened. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And now they begin to see that it's only the Lord. There's no more enemy. There's no more friend. There's no more sinner. No more wicked one. No more. There's only
no
God.
No more hobby. No more gladness. No more threat.
All that is gone. There's only the Lord. We're just putting on a mask. Amen. Just one Spirit, one Lord, one God. Hallelujah. He's guiding all unto Himself. Praise God. So this is the high level of attainment consciousness. And, you know, we need to be constantly worshipping, constantly fellowshipping, constantly reminding ourselves in these things, constantly exercising ourselves to see beyond the parables. See beyond the parables. You know, Jesus Christ spoke about this. He says to those that are without, those that are outside this realm, because here is the inner circle where you have God's glory. To those that are without, everything is in what? Parable. If I'm seeing Bobby, I'm seeing a parable. Amen. If I see a woman in a vessel, I'm seeing a parable. That's not like male or female in the spirit. These things are in the Bible, but people don't dare touch these things. Paul wrote these things.
No, they interpret it the other way around.
Paul said they're not like a male or female. In Christ, there's only Christ, the Spirit. All these figures, all these are idols. When we don't see the Lord in the creation, we are actually seeing idols. We have to become like the angel in the book of Revelation that comes down from heaven, filled with the glory of the Lord. The Bible says that he swore by him that lives forever.
Hallelujah.
Meaning that he lives on account of him that lives forever.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. This is where the Spirit is bringing us back to, because that is where we ought to be. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. And you see, as the eyes are opening, healing comes, your health and your healing, your security comes in this awakening. Praise God. Because when you are awoken, you are pushing. Jesus Christ says, in that day you will know that you are in me, I am in you, and you are in the Father. That is the day of your enlightenment. Now, what greater peace and what greater security is that?
There is no other one.
This is what the Bible calls the secret place.
When you arrive, there is no other.
The Bible says he hides his servants in the secret of his presence.
Yes.
In his pavilion, in his temple. Hallelujah. And he hides them from the tongues of men. You hear what he said in the book of Psalms? Say, he hides them from the tongue of what?
Men.
You know what the tongue of men means?
Yeah.
It's lies. Everything that a man does is to fill you with lies, unbelief, and to fill you with fear and insufficiency. That is what men. So he now keeps you in the secret of his pavilion, his presence, in his inner court. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This is the will of God for every man. Turn quickly to the book of Isaiah chapter 6. We'll run up with these verses.
Jesus. Isaiah 6. Okay.
You can see that these are similar things. Amen. These are similar things. The Bible says that in the day that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord seated upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood was the seraphim. Each had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, listen, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
Lord of hosts.
The Lord
of hosts.
Of hosts.
Yeah.
The whole earth is full of what?
His glory.
His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke, which is the glory of God, Shekinah. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongues from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who shall go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell these people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. See ye indeed, and perceive not. Make the heart of these people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and convert
and be healed. Oh God,
When you say see, what are you to see? What are we there to see? He's talking about seeing something here that will convert you and heal you.
Jesus.
It's that same thing. It's the one sitting on the throne. Amen. It's the one sitting on the throne.
Oh Jesus.
Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. The earth is full of his glory. Praise God. But the problem is that the heart of a man is hardened. Amen. Amen. The problem is that the heart of a man is heavy. They've grown fat.
Exactly.
And the ears are heavy and they cannot perceive the Lord. That is man.
I beg you, Lord.
The man cannot perceive the Lord seated in his temple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And that is why the Spirit is here today.
Oh my God.
To illumine us so that we can see. Amen. So that we can have eyes all over us like those beasts. It talks about the consciousness that has been awoken, veliato, like the tenants would say, awoken from the dead, and now begin to see the Lord seated in his temple.
You
begin to see his glory fill the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As the water covers the sea. That besides the Lord, there is no other. Holy, holy, holy. Amen. Hallelujah. When you say holy, 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 it means that you live on account of the Lord. Amen.
That's
you
it.
Live on account of that thing that you see.
That's it.
Because there's nothing else. Praise God.
Amen.
So you can see our work as Christians is to align ourselves with this truth. Our work as Christians is to walk in this truth.
Yes, Lord.
Exercise ourselves to seeing the Lord and walking in relation to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is our work today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we fellowship with this Lord, He's opening our eyes to behold His presence more and more.
Amen.
And we are seeing Him more and more.
Amen.
And as we see Him more and more, we are swallowed up into that presence.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We are taken away and swept away in that flood of His presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. This is the work of God in this hour. Let us just let every Uzziah in our life die.
In the name of Jesus.
Uzziah is a kind of influence, a negative influence, humanic influence that has separated us from the life of God. Let that Uzziah in our life die and let our eyes be open to see the Lord seated in His temple. And the Bible says one thing clearly, no man can see me and live. You must die to yourself. You know, I think people have tried different methods trying to kill the flesh. You say you kill the flesh with different methods, but the way we can actually come to the end of ourselves is to behold the glory of the Lord, to contemplate the glory of the Lord, to just remain in His presence and behold His glory. Tell the Holy Ghost to open your eyes to see. The Bible says that the invisible things of God, His eternal qualities, are being made manifest today by the things that are seen. The Holy Ghost is retranslating the things that we are seeing. The Holy Ghost is opening our eyes to now see the reality, the meaning of the things that have been made manifest in natural. Because everything you see in this natural world is a parable of the things of the Spirit. Jesus Christ knew this, that's why Jesus Christ spoke in parables. The parables were simply using the elementary things of this world to reveal the invisible things of God. Hallelujah. Let every man grow into this knowledge.
Amen.
Grow into this, and let God give us grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let God turn our eyes away from vanity. The pressures of life.
Amen.
God will still the waters in our lives.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And cause us to lay a hold on eternal life.
Amen.
To see the joy and the security of His presence.
Honestly. Honestly.
Hallelujah. The power that surpasses knowledge. The majesty. Hallelujah. Of His glory. Praise God. Draw us. Draw us by your Spirit. Lead us ever higher into that presence.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For the inspiration of the Almighty.
Amen.
That is working in us today.
Amen.
You're raising the people from the dead.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.